Brandon Huberts is the first vice president of the Peace River and District Chamber of Commerce. He joins us on the line today. Brandon, thank you very much for joining us. An all-candidates forum is coming up. As a matter of fact, it's coming up pretty quickly on Wednesday in Peace River. The fact that we're in election mode right now at a municipal level, I guess, is, well, it needs to be done. First of all, comments on the fact that, yeah, we're in election mode and everybody needs to be heard.
I agree. It's a very important time right now to vote because obviously there's lots of change in the community and we want to see some growth and some extra infrastructure. So, yes, I definitely agree with you. Everyone just has to get out and vote and they just need to be heard. I just honestly think that this is good. This is a very powerful time right now that we have to get out and do our thing.
That's a good point you bring up here, Brandon. The interest level of not only the public, but the Chamber of Commerce, who is putting on this all-candidates forum on Wednesday. How big is the interest level, in your opinion, with both parties?
I think sometimes, and the reason why we're having this forum is I think sometimes it doesn't get enough exposure, I guess, is the best way on social media. And a lot of people don't really follow the sense of how important it is. I feel that it's something that we have to advertise more. Every year we get a lot of people that go out and actually vote, but I feel like we don't get the full exposure. So this is why we're trying to get people heard and get the questions that people may have, the ability to go out and actually in a group and communicate.
How big of an opportunity is this for the public to hear the candidates? And we got quite a bit in Peace River here. Last I checked, 17 were on the ballot in Peace River for both mayor and council. How big of an opportunity is this for the public to get out and hear the platforms that need to be heard?
This is huge, actually. I'm trying to think. I don't know the stats of past years, but I think that we have quite a few candidates that are there and very good names, I feel, that will have a positive side to the community. But I think having the opportunity to actually sit down and communicate with these candidates is huge. I think any extra information that we can gain from them and see what their party is going to participate in and growth, I mean, it's huge.
The networking, that's another good point you bring up. The networking that is done between candidate and public is also a big factor, is it not?
It is, yeah. No, it's. I think it's huge that that we're having the, well, I'm happy that we actually set this up and given the opportunity because I feel like it gives everyone the opportunity to have in one room all the candidates and actually go from one candidate to the next to actually get the information that they may require or at least have an option to hear both sides, right? Fair playing field, I guess, is the best way to explain it.
The All Candidates Forum is coming up on Wednesday at the Emerald Ballroom in the Peace Valley Inns in Peace River. How hopeful are you, Brandon, of a good turnout to both candidates-wise and public-wise?
Obviously, we're trying to get the exposure out and trying to get the information out. From what I've gathered from chatting with the community, it sounds like it's going to be a big event. I just hope that it starts at 6 o'clock, so I'm hoping that the time frame works with people's schedules, and we'd love to see everyone out there.
Having said that, Brandon, from a business perspective, how important is the interest from that perspective in this All Candidates Forum?
I think when it comes down to business, I mean, there's so much that's been kind of unraveling over the years and lots going on, so I feel like everyone from the business side wants to see change in the community. Obviously, we all want our community to grow and be more of a positive atmosphere. I think that I don't think there's one business that would not be actively trying to see the active growth of Peace River.
I appreciate this. Brandon Huberts is the first vice president of the Peace River and District Chamber of Commerce. Brandon, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.